him just admit that the reason he was a Vol was because of two big fat white women. Really a shocking revelation from Brian Williams.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Duke Cruz got me drunk, got me two fat white women, and I woke up, I was a VFL.
He woke up like a piece of turkey, just right there between two pieces of white bread. Thick pieces of white bread. Texas toast. Just sandwiched right there in the middle.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
I bet they made him breakfast the next morning, too. That's the good thing about those big girls. You wake up beside them, next day they'll take care of you. They don't just leave or ask you to leave. Next morning, you're going to get fed.
Going to brunch with them is not about the Instagram pictures. It is not about the mimosas.
It's about the satisfaction of brunch.
It's not about the Instagram captions. They want the biscuits and gravy, too. Matter of fact, they're like, hey, you know what? Let's just go to Cracker Barrel. Give me an Uncle Herschel's.
It's funny you mentioned Uncle Herschel's because that's what I usually get.
I know, Cody.
On 1340 WKGN.
Brian Williams. Thank God for Brian Williams just being honest with us.
In a world full of faking, he just wanted the big women and bacon. Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour two headlines. Draven, what do you got for me?
All right. Speaking of SEC football, they had the SEC media poll.
What the hell was I speaking about SEC football?
Well, Tennessee, SEC football. You know, you got it. Okay, it's close enough. It's close enough. All right. So they had the media poll where they voted, you know, who's going to get first place. And Tennessee, they got the third most votes in the East. The voting went Florida first at 624, Georgia at 613, and then Tennessee at 434 to win the Eastern Division. The West, obviously, Bama at first with 660 votes, and then LSU, 489. Auburn, just 488, one vote behind LSU, and then you had Texas A&M, and then everybody else kind of rounding out the SEC West. So
Florida.
Florida is the favorite.
Is that fair or foul?
Say it checks out with Georgia's quarterback situation.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. I was going to say it seems to make sense.
And Georgia didn't have that many less votes. They only had 613 to 624 for Florida. So not a huge discrepancy, but yeah, a little bit of a bump for Florida.
Is it a really like redneck take of me if I say that in a regular year we could have won the East? Like if we had a regular schedule?
No, I don't think that's a hot take.
Like where we just would have had eight games and like Arkansas is your other cross opponent and like theoretically you just have to beat Florida or Georgia, just one of them, to be set up. Like you'll have two losses, like you'll need help, but like you could have easily gone 6-2 in SEC play in a regular year.
Yeah.
That's not redneckish to say, right? Like say like in a world where Georgia is maybe starting a third-string quarterback that hasn't played football, no disrespect, since having a brain tumor removed. Like, I mean, like, he has not played SEC football. Like, and he right now is the starting quarterback because JT Daniels hasn't been cleared. Is it a redneck take to say that, like, in a regular season, Tennessee-Florida could have been for, like, the SEC East?
No, I think Tennessee-Georgia could have been for the SEC.
Or, like, I mean, or Tennessee-Georgia, but I just mean, like, yeah, I mean, like, yeah. You know, I assume in my scenario though, that you probably would have had to beat Florida to win this. Okay. But, I mean, yeah, either way. Like, I guess, well, originally I was thinking that, like, Tennessee, Florida in December, but then if it was a regular year, you would have played them
third. Yeah, so Georgia would have been the
Georgia would have been the last one. Yeah, sure. I was thinking, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, you could have been playing Georgia for the East, or, like, you could have had a, you know, been in first or second if you beat Florida heading into there. You could have been in first place in the East heading there.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Easier path, for sure.
Is that a redneck take to say?
I agree with that.
Path, no doubt.
I mean, because I say that just to say Georgia seems pretty susceptible right now.
Right.
And we know that Florida, there's a couple things we know about Florida. Like, Florida's well coached. Like, Dan Mullen's a good coach. I don't think we should pretend he's not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good coach. But also that, like, their talent isn't that far ahead of us anymore, and it's still behind Georgia. So, like, you theoretically could have beat them in front of a loud, packed Neyland Stadium now.
Yeah.
Hold your laughter because we never really beat them, but we did 4 years ago today. We did 4 years ago today. I was there. Cam was there.
Front row. I was there.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome.
I was not front row. I was like 25th row or something like that.
I used to always Photoshop my tickets.
It's an easy trick.
Yeah. Huh.
I got six rows on the dugout one time for $3 at a Reds game. It was perfect.
How do you guys do this? What's the process?
I'm not going to explain.
Off air.
Yeah.
Off air.
Yeah.
Off air. You can tell me off air.
Yeah, but first row, they're nice.
Yeah, oh yeah.
How would you feel at halftime of that game?
I don't think I would have wanted to be front row. Did you see good enough? I mean, I know it's probably wild. I mean, I know the atmosphere is probably good and you were stunting, but like, I feel like I've always like, I want to be like 20 rows up that way I can see more of the field.
Yeah, that's fair, but it was just like one of those, yeah.
Front row's cool.
I took a girl up there. I was like, hey, look, I can get us front row. I got us front row. And so it was a good time.
Okay.
Hmm. And we beat Florida. So wins all around.
Wins all around.
Mm-hmm. And with the media poll that came out as well, they also had the All SEC media teams, and a few Vols, of course, got on there. On first team, Trey Smith, no surprises there. First team offense. Third team offense, Wayne Morris. Kind of maybe a little bit of a surprise. I don't know. Third team, not bad. And then second team defense, we had Henry Toa. Third team defense, Bryce Thompson. And then first team special team, Brent Samaglia. So not too shabby with the All SEC media teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hayden, will you quit bothering Cam with your fancy trades during the show?
That's exactly what's happening.
Please stop.
We're looking for the comeback right now, John. We've been down, but we're not out yet. We're not out yet.
Just keep that on your own time, or just wait. You'll do the fantasy segment. I'm tired of you.
You said we weren't talking any more fantasy.
Well, okay.
So I'm trying to keep it off the air.
A little breaking news. Will you hit the horn, please? Apparently, Jerry Pruitt got a 2-year contract extension.
Did he?
Okay. I don't like that.
You don't like that?
Nope.
You don't think he deserves it? $400,000 raise?
Maybe a raise, but not an extension.
What's wrong with that?
If we get 4-6 this year?
It's a pandemic. You're not firing. You don't fire a coach for 4-6 during a pandemic.
I do. With this schedule?
The schedule's tough. You're going to be underdogs in 5 games. You're not firing. It's year three.
Put up or shut up.
No, not during a pandemic. During the regular.
I would bet money that there will be somebody fired this year.
Just like across college football?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure. But, like, who will it be? Tough guy. You don't call your shot?
Will Muschamp.
Well, he's not in year three. They should have fired Will Muschamp last year.
I didn't say in year three. I said somebody will be fired this year.
I said you don't fire a coach in year three during a pandemic.
Oh, I got one right here. Ference, which he's not in year three, but he's going to get fired this year.
He's going to resign.
Same thing.
And he's not getting fired for performance. He's getting fired because he ran a racist program.
Well.
And I don't think he's going to get fired. I think he's going to resign.
A forced resignation.
Tennessee solidifies their commitment to Jeremy Pruitt. They add 2 years to his contract and reward him with $400,000 on an annual raise, sources tell ESPN. Get back to headlines. We'll talk about this after the break.
Okay, cool.
Or after you get through with
headlines. Another Tennessee headline. Cam, you talked about the offensive line and some praise from a former Vol, Ramon Foster, a former offensive lineman for the Vols. He played with the Steelers, just retired last year. He said, talking about the offensive line, he said, in previous years, this Tennessee offensive line didn't have a bunch of big guys. They had athletic guys, but now they can pound it when they need to pound it. And they said, this is even without Cade Mays. That Cade Mays, they don't even need that guy, that this is still one of the best offensive lines in the SEC. So pretty pretty strong words from Ramon Foster. Again, played for the Vols back in the day and played in the NFL. So offensive line, yeah, starting to look like the strength. So some NFL injury news. Cam, your boy too, Julio Jones. Yeah, hamstring's not looking good.
He's always messing with
the hamstring's not looking good. Further strained.
This happens every year.
Two, and is still questionable going into Sunday's action. So, not looking good for the Falcons and Julio. We'll see what happens. But Devontae.
So far, drafting two old receivers at 1-2, not paying off well for me with Michael Thomas and Julio.
Yeah, both out. Ooh. And speaking of Michael Thomas, he has not been practicing this week, so it doesn't look like he's going to be ready to go Sunday. And then another star receiver, Devontae Adams. Two star receivers playing in that big Sunday night matchup, Packers-Saints. Devontae Adams also having hamstring issues, and he did not practice, has not practiced at all this week either. So. He's a little bit more expected to play than Michael Thomas is, so that's the good news. But still, something to keep an eye on. Again, two-star receivers for either team looking a little banged up. Another injury update. Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't look like he is going to start Sunday. Looks like it will be Nick Mullins. I did say earlier.
I'm excited for this.
Nick Mullins?
Yeah.
You think he's going to ball out?
I mean, I think Nick Mullins is every bit as good as Jimmy G.
He did have, I mean, when they went, what was it, 3 years ago when they went 4-12, he was the starting quarterback, right? Uh-huh. Was that 3 years ago at now?
I don't remember.
It was that one year where they just kept cycling quarterbacks and finally got
to
him.
And then they traded for Garoppolo
halfway
through the season. Yeah. And he got hurt the next year. But yeah, Nick Mullins, he did look good when he was in. And, you know, maybe that's a lot of just Kyle Shanahan's offense. That's what a lot of people alluded it to. So, yeah, we'll see. And he's taking on the Giants, which obviously not the best defense in the world. But yeah, Garoppolo, he was kind of questionable, maybe a game time decision. But Shanahan came out and said yesterday that it's not looking good, and he would be surprised if Garoppolo is ready. So it looks like it's going to be sticking with Nick Mullins Sunday. And speaking of that game, you know, the whole issue with the field. Remember, MetLife was getting called out, was getting criticized because they said the field was. Was too, what did they say? It was too rubbery.
Too sticky.
Too sticky, yeah.
That was the word, sticky. So, but they actually had officials come out and look at the field today from the NFL in the NFLPA, and it turns out that they proved the field again, once again. I mean, they said that it was applicable standards and protocols for NFL field services, and everything is fine. So, the Niners, again, have to go back up there after all those injuries they suffered last week. So we'll keep an eye on that. But again, field approved, looking good to go. So should be good to go for Sunday. And another injury news for tonight's game, Thursday Night Football, Byron Jones, star corner, former Dallas Cowboy, he will be ruled out for tonight's game.
He's got an Achilles issue, right?
Yeah, Achilles issue. So doesn't really know the timetable of his return, but he's definitely going to be out for tonight. And also, got to give a shout-out to Dak Prescott. You know, he came out.
He's
gotten a lot of praise this week for coming out and talking about mental health and talking about the issues that come with that. And he had Hayden Hurst showed some love to him after the game, told him about, you know, him and his mother have a suicide prevention operation that they run, and was, you know, showing some respect to Dak for saying something. And Aaron Rodgers as well said something earlier today. He said, "I saw what Dak said. I applaud him. I think it's phenomenal speaking out, because that's true courage and that's true strength." So a little shout out to Dak Prescott getting some love from around the NFL for coming out and saying what he said.
Okay. Well, shout out to Dak Prescott.
Shout out to Dak.
Don't usually do this here on Talk Sports, but we will open the G3 Help Me Hotlines next segment. If you have any thoughts on Jeremy Pruitt's 2-year extension, $400,000 raise. Give us a call, 865-546-8200. We will open up the G3 Help Me Hotlines. You don't have to call, because I feel like I've conditioned you not to call. But just if you want to talk, about what you think about the extension, we'll open up the phone lines.
The G3 Help Me
Hotlines. This is your only chance of the day. That is correct by Hayden. Just this next segment. Don't call me at 1:30. Wanting to give your take. I'm giving you this next segment as we dissect Jeremy Pruitt's contract extension. That's 865-546-8200 on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. Send us a break, Caden. We'll come back, take any calls if anybody wants to call in. If not, we will dissect Jeremy Pruitt's new contract extension. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit g3helpme.com, g3helpme.com, or call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com, G. Turner Howard III, g3helpme.com. Jeremy Pruitt has elected not to accept the $400,000 raise this year to help Tennessee weather the challenges of the Rona.
How sweet of him.
Good guy, Jeremy Pruitt.
You say that sarcastically, but I think it is sweet.
It's nice.
Does he get to count that as a donation?
Writing off.
Yeah, like, does he get to say, like, hey, I make $4.2 million annually, but I donated $400,000 to a nonprofit?
Probably.
The University of Tennessee, put it back into the fund. Like, do you get to do that? Is that some creative accounting there?
If I was him, yes.
I'm not just like writing that off as deferred money. Like, I feel like if my salary is now $4.2 million, mm-hmm. I am now giving you back $400,000. I mean, I don't know the rules of accounting.
Is the University of Tennessee a nonprofit?
I mean, isn't every big university a nonprofit? Am I making that up? I thought they were all nonprofits.
I don't know. I feel like they claim to be a nonprofit, but
maybe I'm wrong. A profit. But like, I mean, like,
they make a lot of money. Profit.
Well, like when you donate your money to like the school for like season tickets, you get to write that off your taxes, right? As like a donation.
Yeah.
I thought all universities were considered nonprofits, or not all.
I have
of them,
no
like,
idea.
Most of like public the universities, I thought were not. I don't know. Maybe I just said something really dumb. But you do get to donate like. You get to write
it
off
is a
like
nonprofit.
I thought so. Like you get to donate your season ticket money and write it off your taxes.
Interesting.
So Jeremy Pruitt getting a 2-year extension, a $400,000 raise. So let's see. He was originally hired 2017 on a 6-year deal. So that'd put it what through 2023, I guess. Is that right? So now a 2-year extension on top of that will put him through 2025, maybe 2025.
Yeah,
which seems about right. I mean, like, I mean, the adage is that you want to have at least 4 years on your contract remaining.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches want that because, well, A, it's more money and more buyout money if things go sideways, but B, you want to be able to tell like all recruits, like I'm going to be here. Even though we know in college football. It doesn't matter because coaches can leave and pay the buyout, or you can get fired and pay them the buyout. But the coaches use that as leverage. So Hayden's dream of firing Jeremy Pruitt at 4-6 seems a little far-fetched at this point, Hayden. Tweeter writes
right
in,
now.
Appreciate Dexter Ryan again saying that season tickets are no longer tax-deductible. Loophole was closed during the Trump tax law. I appreciate him. Okay.
Shout out Trump.
I knew that like the ticket loophole had gotten canceled, like where you couldn't, like I used to be able to buy tickets and then like give them away and like write that off as like show promotion stuff.
Yeah.
You could like do giveaways with that and like that could be written off as taxes as like business expenses. I knew that was closed. I didn't know that the like actual donation was.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Closed. But I've never had Tennessee season tickets, so I wouldn't have known. But okay, appreciate Dexter for sending that in. Yeah, I was sad whenever I realized I couldn't like give tickets away anymore. Because like, I'll buy season tickets, and then the games I don't go to, I'll just write them off. Give them away. My accounting friend was like, no, you can't do it anymore. And I said, oh, well, I'll just go back to not paying taxes.
There we go.
Come and get me.
Come and take it.
So Pruitt gets a 2-year extension, $400,000 raise. $4.2 million. Where does that put him compared to Rick Barnes? What's Rick Barnes' current salary?
Oh, boy. A lot.
I know he's... You know, was the highest paid. He's still higher paid like than Pruitt at $4.2 million, right?
$21 million over the next 6 seasons is what it says.
What does that put him at?
What
does that put him at? Is he around $4 million? Does this put him ahead of Rick Barnes?
$4.7 million.
Okay.
For Rick Barnes.
Yeah, he's a $5 million man.
Yeah.
Rich Barnes.
With annual raises of $250,000 to pump it up to $5.7 in the 23-24 season.
5.7. Oof. Well, Pruitt will be making 5.7 by then if he's any good.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, you hope so.
I mean, I think what Pruitt did deserves a 2-year extension, and I'm okay with a $400,000 raise, right? Like, I mean, $4.2 million still keeps him in the lower tier of big time programs.
Yeah.
I mean, Tennessee wants to be a big time program. Tennessee has big time program money. That $4.2 million still puts Tennessee at the low end of it, and it's not like any type of crazy raise.
Yeah,
and again, he's not even taking 400 of the 1,000. Although I wonder if that gets to count as Jeremy Pruitt's pay cut. You know, like across like
the
country,
yeah.
Like you know, the ADs and the coaches are kind of like, hey, we'll give you that 10% of this money, kind of to help. I wonder if Pruitt still has to do that, or if he's like, no, actually,
he just made it sound good by saying I'm donating it.
I went ahead and gave you $400,000 back, guys.
And yeah, I think it's really just like a 1-year extension almost, just because like I think this year's almost just kind of like a...
Well, money-wise it is. I mean, well, money-wise it's a 1-year extension, but...
And I think, like we mentioned, I don't think they're really going to weigh this year super heavy, unless it just goes terribly wrong. You know what I mean?
I think if it goes really well, he'll be in line for it. If Tennessee comes out and goes 8-2, I think you'll see a new contract extension next year.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
I mean, assuming that these schools navigate these challenges and don't like go belly up. I mean, I don't think any of the SEC is going to be hurting unless like something really, really bad happens over the next couple of weeks and the whole season gets canceled, which I don't think is going to happen at this point. Because they're going to have to take still a little bit of a bath with the lack of full stadiums.
Yeah. It's going to hurt a little bit, but yeah, no, I think the SEC is fine money wise going forward. You know,
but if Tennessee goes 8-2. I would say Jerry Pruitt will have a big new contract sitting in front of him.
No, I agree. I agree with that.
But like you said, if you go 4-6, I think you'll have frustrated fans, but...
Yeah, I don't think they'll weigh it too heavy.
It might put more pressure going into year four. I don't know. I really that's why I've kind of avoided talking about this season so much, just because I don't know what to do with these early weeks. I don't even know what to do with season expectations.
Yeah.
With an all-SEC schedule, and like I said, we talked about it. I feel like if the schedules were normal, Tennessee would have a 20% chance at least of winning the East.
Yeah.
And right now, the way it's set up, I feel like Tennessee has a 5% chance at most.
It makes it a lot tougher. Of winning the East. And like, you know, normal schedule, you're like, okay, we can definitely get 8 wins. Now you're like, ooh, 8 wins would be
great
season.
Yeah, the idea of 8 wins, that's gone by the wayside. Yeah. Like now you're sitting around, you're like, oh, well, if we get to 6-4, that's a pretty good season.
Yeah.
Which obviously, if I told you you went 6-4, won 6 games in a normal year, you'd be very upset. Like,
exactly.
So like, it's strange to say because like you saying 6-4 is the goal just sounds a lot worse than saying 9-3 is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Even though it's pretty much the same when it comes to SEC play. I really think we would have like a 20-25% chance of winning the East with a regular schedule. Like when you consider the way it lined out with Alabama having 8 straight games before they play, or as they play you.
Georgia playing Bama this year.
Georgia playing Bama. You get a bye before Alabama.
I think it would have been the best shot in a while, at least. Or since at least like 2016.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely since 2016. And like I said, I don't want to say anything crazy, but like 20-25%, I mean, that's still, you're still, you know, only winning that 1 out of 4 times. Like, it's not like you... I'm saying Tennessee wins it, right?
Yeah.
But like you had a puncher's chance, but now when you look at the way the schedule no longer works out in your favor in terms of when you play Alabama, and when you look at, you know, picking up 2 very losable games, games you are underdogs in compared to like Georgia and Florida getting to pick up the losers of the SEC.
Yeah.
That just changes everything. And that really stinks. What are you smirking about over there, Hayden?
I think you're a little crazy. 20% seems a little high to me. We would have won this year? I don't think so. I think if we would have beat Georgia, Florida would have killed Georgia. I don't think we would beat Florida this year.
So you think we lose to Florida this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless they have a lot of injuries.
No unlesses.
I think Florida's going to kill us this year.
Okay. Wow. So when you say kill, what are we talking about?
With 20 points.
I'll take Tennessee plus 17.
Okay.
How much?
$50 bet.
Let's wait till we get a little bit in the season first. There's a lot of factors this year, but on a normal season, they would have beat us bad. I think we have a chance to get Georgia this year. I really do.
We need to figure out how we're going to do this 4-way board bet. Maybe I just take on the world.
Just the world.
Maybe it's just you three versus me. And you guys, because it would add a dynamic of you two having to argue with the other one about, that's stupid, dog. That's it. You three versus me.
I think we would conflict.
And I'm adding Cody's all to yours, too. So. Oh,
okay. So.
No, I'm not taking
we're in the hole.
I'm not taking the Queen of England dying by 2023 or whatever.
Well, that's 3 years from now.
That's possible.
That's Hayden 3 years from now has to worry about that problem. And you won't even be on the show. I mean, you'll be in your career by then. You'll be good to go. You won't have to worry about it until I come into your accounting offices and make you shave your eyebrows and your head.
We'll have to look at his past bets. I've got them on here somewhere.
I got them here. Yeah, that's it. So you want to go ahead and lock in Florida minus I'll get 16.5. I'll give you 16, 14.5. I'll take 14.5.
Ooh.
Even though you said 20, I'm that type of man.
Let's just do 14.
No, you said 20. I'm giving you 5.
I don't know what's going to happen. Right now, like, I don't know if there's going to be a bunch of Florida players out with COVID.
Surely not by December. Surely they'll figure it out.
Well, I said that in a normal season. I think in a normal season this year, we would have had a better chance of beating Alabama than Florida.
Okay. Well, I said we're going to beat Alabama in a normal season, so I agree. We were going to beat Alabama.
I think Florida was the least winnable game this year on the schedule. Less winnable than Oklahoma.
And Georgia. In a normal year with a packed stadium?
Yes. I think Florida's going to be good this year.
Well, they're picked to win the East. You're not really going on a limb there.
Hot take.
So you lock it in the 14.5 or no?
Let's reevaluate after this week.
What a coward.
We don't know what's going to happen.
You're over there bloviating as if you know that Florida is an elite team.
I don't think we would have won the SC East ever this year. No chance.
You gave them a zero,
if I say 20%, one out of every five simulations, Tennessee wins the East. 20% is not something crazy.
No. There's no way.
Georgia has no quarterback. One out of every
five. We would have played him in November. They would have figured something out by then.
Maybe their team has completely fallen apart by then. You ever thought about that?
Okay.
I mean, if you have no quarterback, I mean, all of a sudden you're not going to have one in November. Like, if you don't have one early in the season and you lose to Alabama and you lose to Florida, you lose to Auburn, you have three losses, the chances are it's more likely your season falls apart than, like, you all of a sudden find a quarterback and are good in November. I mean, we've seen that happen before.
I'm just saying JT Daniels is not ready yet, and he might be ready by the end of the season.
JT Daniels might suck, and he might miss all of
it. I mean, he might suck, but we don't know.
He might miss all of this year.
Jamie Newman is not walking through that door.
He opted out. He said goodbye.
And Heisman then, winner Jamie Newman is not coming to help
you. And you don't think one out of every 5 years Kyle Trask gets hurt?
I mean, it's possible, I suppose.
So 14.5, you guys locking it in? The little brain trust here?
We might need to talk about it in the break.
Jeez, I think we beat Florida.
Maybe a discussion.
You think we're going to beat Florida?
Yeah, we're going to beat Florida.
You going to put that on the board?
I do not co-sign that. I do not co-sign that.
I feel like this is just going to turn into you three just never agreeing on anything and me just sitting here screaming into the microphone about putting stuff on the board.
Draven's going to say something, and then me and Cam are just going to agree to do the opposite of what he says.
I just want to start my own board. So I already got some bets on
you're that. You're wanting to distance yourself from them and Cody.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can join
together. I'm not taking Cody's.
So you two team up with Cody?
I'm not taking Cody's.
Well, what are we doing with Cody's?
I'll take Cody's.
You Why take not? Cody's?
I'll take Cody's.
You're already way in the hole.
No,
you're already
I'm not.
Down.
You're a couple
I got
in the hole.
The Falcons are going to nail 11.5. The Bucks aren't going to make playoffs.
Oh, you've only
well, I know, but there's already
weeks.
Been a couple decided is what Hayden was saying. Like, Cody's already lost a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but I beat him in Rochambeau.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, I beat him in Paper, Rock, Scissors.
That. I do remember that.
I'm already up 3-0.
Look at that beautiful graphic right there. Look how pretty it is.
I'm already up 3-0. You're already in a 3-0 hole.
Call me the Denver Nuggets. I'm gonna get this one win, and I'm gonna come back.
Now there's some that might be.
No, I know there's some that haven't been decided yet. Yeah. I don't think
there's somewhere on there.
I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
Is that it?
No, I'll find it during the break.
I think it might be another line on there.
Okay.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah, look at all those.
There's a couple different ones.
What do we got? Outstanding.
Oh, there we go.
The Queen.
Let's see. The Queen, I say the Queen will die before September 25th, 2022. He's made a half year since we made that, so he's winning right now.
Like, some of these are never going to be decided.
5 years from now, he has Joe Burrow. I have Trevor Lawrence. I also have Patrick Mahomes breaking Drew Brees' records, which I feel great
about.
I feel great about that one right now. Brees isn't really going to necessarily run away, pad those stats too much more this year, and Mahomes is coming. Okay, let's see. None of those will matter this year.
There's
let's
one right
see.
There. Oh, John Eastern, might get some losses right here.
Eastern Conference winner. I had the Sixers. No. He had the Bucks. That is nothing.
Oh, Tennessee.
I had Tennessee +5. Ah, man, I feel like I got screwed on that one because that was supposed to be after a bye week in Alabama's eighth game.
Bama lost total.
I also have over loss total 1 of Alabama. He has under. Bama's going to lose at least one game, right?
Maybe.
So would that be a push if they just
lose
one?
Yeah, if it's 1, it's a push. Let's see. NCAA tournament. I got the non-Power 5 again. And the recruiting rankings. Yeah, that's another loss there. Georgia's going to finish ahead of Tennessee. Which you have to switch that. You got that backwards. I've asked you to switch that one. I picked Georgia. He picked Tennessee.
That's all you texted me, so. You texted me that, so, I mean, I will change it. I'm not lying to you, but I'm just saying that.
Pull up the text. I
got a new phone since then. I can't look at.
But you have the one about the Lakers and Heat, huh? You got the one about the Lakers and
Heat.
Yeah,
John, when did I make these graphics? Why don't you think about that? I made it in June. I got the Heat text is from July 5th. I got this phone in July.
How convenient for you and the phone.
I will change it. It takes 5 seconds to change.
Please change it because I have Georgia. He has Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want Cody's.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, you can verify that, right? Yeah, like, that's not me lying. That. Okay. I have Georgia.
Look how pretty this graphic is, though, honestly.
It's a great looking graphic. So,
sublimated the Fox Sports logo Cody's behind.
I mean, I just feel like he's setting.
I mean,
might be
you're
the
already down like
that. And then I have the Falcons and Bucks. So
maybe
I'm
Cody left the show because he didn't want to have to eat.
I mean, he's down, what, 05?
It's looking like 05 if we're just looking at those graphics right now.
When's the season over? Like the bet board season?
Or March Madness, I think.
All right, yeah, because we have a March Madness one on there.
Yeah.
All right, I guess they got to start making some bets.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So Florida, 14.5, you want that?
We're
going
to discuss in the break, John. How many times do I have to say it?
Well, go to break then, and let's discuss it. It's not like we're doing live radio here for the audience.
I'm talking about with my team. With my team, not you.
It's not like the audience wants to hear the discussion.
Okay, we'll do it right now.
No, it's too late. Go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Needs to know. Believe that. All right, so Cam, you have recused yourself from the...
Yeah, I am willing to separate myself from them to absorb Cody's bets if I don't have to work with them.
Just for the record, Cody is still on the hook. But okay. You and Cody are now allies, so you are trying to pick you and Cody up out of the
the pits
that you have. I've got a nice head start. So then, okay, so it's going to be a triple threat, basically.
Okay,
me versus you and Cody. And then we got team Safe Haven, Hayven, Safe Haven over here. That's Draven and
Hayden. That's not the name we said. Just The Haven.
The Haven.
Not okay. Safe Haven. We're not safe.
You're not safe? Okay.
Dangerous.
You're reckless? Oh.
I'm dangerous. Oh.
All right, so then team non-Safe Haven is team Dangerous Haven. No. Non-safe haven. The unsafe haven. You guys are going to be a team.
Yep.
Did y'all agree on that Florida bet?
Mm-hmm.
We did.
So you're locking in. You're taking Florida minus 14.5.
Lock it in. Okay. Lock
well,
it in.
Well, you are in charge of the board.
I will lock it in.
But we need
at a later date.
Now we need some verification of the board now that you have skin in the game. We need to make sure that you switch the Tennessee and Georgia.
I'll get to it.
And that all these are now recorded properly.
Okay.
This is important.
Cam, send Hayden what you have.
I already have it.
Oh, you have it? Okay. Yeah.
I don't even know what all
I haven't put it on the graphic yet, but
sure.
I will right now.
Fair enough.
Or in a second.
What other Falcon bets could I make?
I don't know. You're about to win one, though.
Am I really?
I looked at it the other day. Dan Quinn fired by week 7.
Oh, so
I'm about to win one, or he's about to win one?
He's about to win one.
He said he was going to be fired by week 7,
no,
or not?
No, you said he wasn't.
And how do you feel like what from the first 2 weeks makes you feel like he's not going to get fired?
We're about to go on the roll.
That's fair. I feel better about that bet than I did before the year.
Arthur Blank doesn't fire people midseason.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get fired by week 7, honestly.
I mean, he might not. But
I think
saying,
they're going to reel off some wins here I think.
Around. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Keep feeling
they're
going
to beat the Bears this weekend.
Are they?
Yes.
Bears are
how confident?
Week 7, we're playing the Lions.
How
yeah,
confident?
We're fired,
how confident are you they're going to beat the Bears?
Pretty confident.
I'll put it on my board, Ben.
Hey, Draven, you want to put it on our board?
I'm not putting it on the board. I'm just simply asking how confident you are, because I'm not confident.
Oh, 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10.
I mean, the Falcons are the favorite, so like you're not really like, going on a limb. Like they're
well, why are you asking then?
Because you just seem very confident about it.
Because I think the Bears won't score enough points.
That's stupid.
Oh, that's stupid?
Well, I mean, the Falcons' defense stinks.
Trubisky stinks.
It was good for 2.5 quarters.
Trubisky scored 17 points on the Giants.
You know what? Give me Bears plus 3. Let's ramp these board bets up.
Okay.
Give me the Bears and the spread.
Against both teams?
Yeah, both teams.
Okay.
I'll rob Mr. Trubisky.
Okay.
Give me Mr. Trubisky, Bears plus 3. Lock it in on both.
We have some egg on your face
on
Monday.
I'm just
telling
getting ready to put on a clinic. I'm
I don't know
you.
If I want to align myself.
I'm doing to you three what I did to Cody last year.
This is going to be
check the final stats. I don't lose board bets, okay? I don't lose board bets. I'm a board bet winner.
All right.
Anyone who's listened to the show for 3 years knows my sports predictions. Match them up with anybody's in the entire country.
Yeah, look at this NBA Eastern Conference winner right here. That's a good example right there. 76ers and the Bucks.
First of all, that
didn't even make it out of the second round.
First of all, that was from the beginning of the year.
Oh, okay. Mr. Many Sports people, Prediction over here.
Well, many people picked the 76ers. This wasn't like me just being completely wrong. That was a popular pick. Zach Lowe, big ESPN brain, he picked the Bucks too, or the Sixers too. Wasn't just me making stuff up. I had allies.
Who picked the Heat?
I did. I got a winning ticket.
Right here.
Show me your bet slip where you bet on the Heat to win the East.
I didn't, but I'm just
saying. Okay, shut the hell up. I got a bet slip.
I texted you 3 months ago.
I put my money where my mouth was, and I'm about to cash in on the Heat.
I bet you bet on the 76ers, too.
I didn't. Well, I did when they were like.
Oh, so you didn't have confidence in it.
Well, no. Well, there's a certain thing in the biz where you got to start, you know, you got to treat the betting market sometimes like the stock market. You got to find some ways to give yourself some protection. And when the Sixers were like 40-1, I was like, you know what? I'll take them at 40-1. Take a little flyer on them to get hot before round one. They lost. It's fine. But I had the Raptors and the Heat in such good position, I could afford to take a flyer on them. Anybody that's listened to the show for 3 years, put my predictions up against anybody in the country. The things I've told you have been right much, much more often than wrong.
I have a way better record than you so far this year.
Not in important things. And what do you mean you've had a better record than me?
I've called every single game of the NBA playoffs.
You're a fan of the Heat. It doesn't even really count.
What are you talking about? I'm literally telling you exactly how it's going to happen, and it keeps happening.
You texted me game one and said the Celtics were going to win.
But they didn't.
So you were wrong.
At halfway through the game, yes. I didn't think. But before the game, I said we're going to win, and we did. So
whatever. And that's what? That's two things. The year, we're in September, bro.
Well, what have you got right?
Go back and read last
year's
bet.
We're talking about in the last month.
You said the whole year.
Since we've been on the show, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
I've been doing the show for more than a month.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about. Let's go pull the receipts up.
The Eagles looked real good.
Was the only one that I missed.
Yeah, your Appalachian State Mountaineers have looked really good the first 2 weeks, too.
That was two. That's it, though.
Those have looked real good.
How about the 49ers last weekend, though? And the Rams.
You scratched the Rams off. You don't get to count that. You gave up.
You made me only pick one. I would have taken two.
Well, now we're going to have a board bet to keep up with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I get to retroactively count those?
No, they weren't board
for
bets.
For Team Haven?
Why? Which ones are you getting to count? Because I was telling you the Heat were going to win too.
I think I should get at least.
Like you're acting like
I should get at least one.
I've been saying the Heat were going to win the whole time.
I should get at least 1 point for calling the gentleman sweep.
If anything, you lose a point because me and you argued head to head over Redskins versus RIP. Excuse me, the football team versus the Eagles. So you're down. Team Draven's down one.
You don't get negative points.
Team Haven.
You don't get negative points.
I'm up one. I get a point for that because it's a board bet win for me. Team Haven in the hole already.
Boy. I'm just gonna get blown out because they're gonna keep pumping you wins.
Okay, so I get a point for the
no.
For
it's not how it works.
So we're just starting now.
Well, no.
Whatever you say, it's a board.
Well, yeah. Whatever's on there right now, from now on.
Correct.
Okay.
We have to agree to put it on the board. You don't just get to make predictions and count them when they come right. Usually, there has to be some disagreement there. Like you say, Florida.
You did disagree with the Rams plus one.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I did not say
you did
take
not
the Eagles.
Like it.
That doesn't mean I took the Eagles. Do you understand what this means?
I'm just saying. You said you didn't like it.
I said I didn't. Under no circumstances did I say I'd take the Eagles.
I just know I was right.
Sure, but I did not say take the Eagles. Just like I never said that the Bucks were going to beat the Heat, or like I said the Celtics were going to beat the Heat. There has to be disagreement. Like you're saying Florida is going to win by at least 14.5 points. I say no.
Okay.
That's disagreement. Somebody needs to revoke your VFL status too, by the way. Some Tennessee fan.
I'm just a realist. I don't think
oh,
we're going to beat them.
A realist.
You think we're going to beat South Carolina still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to beat South Carolina.
Oh, you've okay. come around on that one. You're not scared of South Carolina anymore?
No, we're healthy.
Oh, are we? Oh, okay.
And they're starting Gardner Minshew 2.0 back there at quarterback. So.
Gardner Minshew's pretty good.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you want that.
Look alike, not his skill set.
He looks more like Steven Garcia to me.
Yeah, they kind of do look similar now.
Yeah, he's more of a Steven Garcia guy for me, which worries me. So team unsafe haven, lock it in, Florida minus 14.5. Wow, you guys are just such negavals. Just such negaballs.
I'll be fine if we don't get that right, because we're going to be so far ahead at that point, it's not even going to be close.
Oh. And yeah, I'll take Falcons minus 3.
Yeah, lock it in. We'll give me the Bears. Me and Mitch Trubisky, I'll ride with Mitch.
Are you confident about that, Draven? You confident about Falcons minus 3?
Yes, I'm confident. Okay. You never bet on Mitchell Trubisky.
Never.
I don't care. You don't.
Never.
You don't.
You never bet on the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah, stop talking right now.
Yeah, that's fine. Lock it in. Early little preview for the NFL weekend. I'll take the Bears.
Okay.
Plus 3.
I understand.
Need to make sure it's not 3.5, by the way. It might even be 3.5.
It just moved up to 3.5.
Oh, I think I should get 3.5.
No, we said it before.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to argue about that. Probably going to win the money line, but I'll take the 3.
Well, do money line if you want to.
No, I'll take the 3.
Okay.
I'll take the 3. Mr. Bissy's going to be running through that defense like a knife through warm butter.
Have you watched Mitch Trubisky this year?
The knife is supposed to be the warm one.
They only scored
it's
seven.
Hot knife through butter.
He only scored 17 points against the Giants last week without Saquon Barkley.
Why would the knife be hot?
That's why it cuts it faster. Because well, I don't know, but it's like hot, a hot knife well, through butter.
If the butter's hot, if the butter's warm, it'll cut through.
Yeah,
pretty
but it looks
too.
More aesthetically pleasing when it's a hot knife. It's like right through the butter.
Right, but like I'm not gonna pretend like watching Mr. Trubisky is aesthetically pleasing. Like it's
that's fair.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not about
just
being
a knife just through some hot butter.
Yeah,
okay.
We're just cutting through there, like by any means necessary type of thing. Send us to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. So fed up between what you guys do during the commercial breaks. I'm about to put a show-wide kibosh on any conversations during the commercial break. I'm getting ready to do that. There's getting ready to be no more conversations. You guys hurt my head. This is the most anybody's ever talked during the commercial break and during the show's existence. When Cody was here, we'd have some nice little jokes. You guys just don't shut up about Caden's fantasy trades. He has talked nonstop fantasy trades for 2 weeks during the commercial break. And then when I asked him to stop doing it, well, you said I can't talk about fantasy on the show.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm doing it.
I was getting text messages.
Are you just intimidating my voices now?
I was getting text messages at midnight last night from Hayden, just screenshot after screenshot. Who should I trade for? Here's what they have. Here's what they're offering.
That's not what I sound like.
That's not what I sound like. Who should I trade for? He wants this and this. I need this and this. I'm like, dude, I didn't even respond.
Yes, you did. You're such a liar.
I didn't mean to respond, but I was a little sleep deprived, but I took one of those groggy naps. Okay, so either way, did I respond?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't respond to the... Okay, so hold on. Time out. I responded, but I didn't respond. I responded, but I didn't respond. 11:51, Hayden texts me, at least Draven lives to bet another day. I reply to that. Draven was out there sweating. And then I get these text messages of two screenshots of somebody's three screenshots. This guy is trying to trade me for Kittle and A.J. Brown. Who should I ask for? I said Diggs and Cook, LOL. A.K.A. like, there's not really a trade here, but here, Diggs and Cook. And then I get three more screenshots. This is my team. So still Diggs and Cook. And then I didn't respond. So no, I did not respond to your last set of messages. Don't call me a liar on here. I knew I looked at, there was a point where I'd answered and then I got bombarded by more things. I said, it's too late to deal with this. And I put my phone up. So don't act like I responded. Just, it never stops. And then here, Cam, help me with this fancy trade. Cam, help me with this fancy trade.
I don't even know why I'm helping you. You're in the same leagues as me.
Not, I don't know why you're helping him because he's not going to pull the trigger. Hayden is the worst.
We're about to. We're about to.
Hayden is
do
the
a
worst.
Huge trade.
Hayden is the worst type of fantasy player. I hate playing with people like Hayden in my leagues that always want to trade but never actually pull the trigger, and they just keep talking trades with you, but then they never actually trade. And so far, that's the reputation you have in my mind. Because last week I told you 7 times, trade Adam Thielen for Nick Chubb, and guess what didn't happen? A trade for Adam Thielen for Nick Chubb. And then I got Cam coming out right as the music's playing, talking about Ryan Tannehill being, 21-27 against the spread on the road?
I was just reading the article.
No, that's fine. I wasn't mad at you. And then that leads to Draven over here. 21-27, oh no. You know, that's not very good. That's not very good. Can't get it done on the road. To which I'm yelling as the music's playing, oh, he can't get it done on the road? Oh, tell that to Tom Brady and the Patriots. Tell that to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, because I think they saw up close and personal that Ryan Tannehill, Tannathrill, can get it done anywhere on the planet. Drop him off at Mars with Derrick Henry in the backfield. He'll probably get it done there, too. And it goes on his record, by the way. Not to, like, get bogged down by this conversation because it's stupid, because a lot of that's probably under Adam Gase. But just because he didn't cover the spread week one against Denver doesn't mean Tannehill didn't ball and we should have covered the spread. It's not his fault that Gostkowski can't make a damn kick. Or that A.J. Brown, his knee gave out on him and he couldn't catch that touchdown to cover the spread. Because Tannehill was balling.
He's all right. He's all right.
Just like last week, it wasn't Tannehill's fault they didn't cover the 7-point spread against the Jaguars because the defense couldn't stop Minshew.
0-2 against the spread so far this season. That's all I'm hearing right now. That's all I heard.
Well, it depends. It depends because the Titans opened up as 3-point underdogs against the Broncos. So if you were smart, you bet that early on when it was +3 or +2.5 or +1 or -1. Then you're good to go. But no, if you wait until game time when it was -3, you did not cover the spread. However, the Titans are 2-0. 2.5-point favorites this weekend in Minnesota. And I don't care if they win by 2. Just go up there and win. Let's see what you geniuses could come up with during this commercial break.
Oh, boy.
I like the team camaraderie in here. I like that everyone likes talking, but you guys are really starting to get on my nerves. If I have to hear one more about Hayden's hypothetical fantasy trade that he's not going to make. If I have to hear Draven talk about Dak Prescott one more time. And put down the Titans, who are 2-0 and superior in every way to the Cowboys. Every way. Every way. Okay. There is nothing the Cowboys do better on the football field than the Titans. Nothing. Sounds like a man that has nothing else to say. Sounds like a man that has no rebuttal.
No, you know what? I'll just let you and the Titans have this moment, okay?
Okay.
I'll just let you guys have this moment. Enjoy it while you can, and we'll just talk to me again around December when that playoff picture starts to get becoming a little bit more clear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Titans know nothing about the playoffs, and the Cowboys know everything about the playoffs. You are correct. Hour two in the books. Hour three on deck. We'll see what Draven comes up with headlines. You got this or that topics ready to go, Hayden, for hour three?
Yeah.
Excited to see what these are after the overrated, underrated topics you came up with yesterday. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.